Welcome to an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. Today, we are going to be talking to one of Northern Nevada's legislative leaders. Marlene Lockhart has a rundown.
Today, we're going to be having a good discussion with Senator James Settlemyer from the Capital District on margins tax and a whole bunch of issues.
And then our Power Pundit panel with Dr. Fred Locken, Chris Wicker, and Mike Hackett. Coming up next on Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background checks, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in about 10 years.
So do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Amanda had $3,000 until her transmission went. Rick had $4,000 before his engine died. Sue has no money and her onboard computer broke. No one likes putting money into their car for repairs. Get Auto Assure and be assured you won't have to. With Auto Assure, you never have to put money into expensive covered repairs. You keep it. It's guaranteed protection. You can keep your mechanic, your dealer. Auto Assure pays them directly. You choose the coverage you need on any make or any model car, and you don't lay out a penny. Not for a fuel injection system, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. We all want to keep our cars longer. The choice is yours. Do you want to pay for expensive auto repairs, or let Auto Assure pay them for you? Call right now and get a bonus package worth $100 that includes roadside assistance, towing, and rental car coverage for peace of mind.
Call Auto Assure at 1-800-224-7616 right now and stop putting money into auto repairs. Go to AutoAssure.com or call 1-800-224-7616.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are very pleased to have Senator James Settlemyer, still senator of the Capital District, although that has changed with redistricting. Let's talk just a little bit about that quickly. How do you think the North fared in redistricting and the folks that you represent?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be here today. First off, I think that the North did pretty good. You know, when we looked at redistricting, we looked at the concept of should we add more seats to the Nevada legislature. And the problem that I had is once you did the math, in order for the North not to have a seat go down to the South, we'd have to raise the Senate to 27 seats, which you can't do constitutionally because the Assembly has to be the minimum of twice that. So that takes us over the 65 threshold under our state constitution. So in that respect, we couldn't really add any seats. That meant we had to have a seat go down. It was interesting during the legislature, the parties all agreed it would be Senator Raggio's old seat, Mr. Brower's, but the judges actually chose to send Mike McGinnis' seat down to the Clark County area. So we thought that was kind of interesting.
Do you think that ended up being a better process, a more fair process, having the special masters panel draw the lines as opposed to the legislature?
You know, I actually wanted to applaud, it was Harvey Mumford two sessions ago who actually brought forward a concept to allow to create a committee to do this so that it wasn't so mired in the political process. I think it was much easier. Even the special masters have said that in the whole process of doing it without having to worry about politics, it's pretty simple. You just get the numbers, you get the rules and the procedures, and you draw the lines.
Well, now that that has been completed, there's lots of discussion about who's going to control each house of the next session. Senator Roberson had an article this week indicating he felt very confident that the Republicans could take control of the state Senate. Do you agree with him?
I think there's a tremendous opportunity. Of course, unfortunately, that we need to get adequate funding to do that. There are some districts that are even, which we have some phenomenal candidates. One of them is an incumbent running. running again, Senator Brower. The other one we've endorsed is Scott Hammond down in the South. He's an assemblyman now, remarkable guy. I think he'll do a great job in that.
But you already have a primary in that.
Right, in that particular one we have a primary. And then the other seats that would be necessary to pick up to get to that majority, the most recent data that came out from Mr. Lomax from Clark County is that those seats are now not 6 and 7 points Democrat, they're 4 and 5.
Well, and
so that's more beneficial.
And let's talk about that for a second, because, you know, it's interesting we're talking about that today, because today is the day that the legislative subcommittee, the Legislative Commission subcommittee to review regulations, is going to be looking at a host of new regulations, but one that is fairly contentious deals with election regulations that the Secretary of State's passing that deals with inactive voters. Now, you're right, when you look at the inactive voters versus the active voters, there are more inactive, so it does take those seats or those margins down a bit. But there has been a lot of cry from a lot of folks about how the Secretary of State is moving forward with these regulations, saying that you don't have to have a provisional ballot if you're an inactive voter. There's also been some issues with how the military folks cast their ballots. You sat on the Legislative Operations Committee this session. What do you think about the regulations that the Secretary of State's passed today?
There is a whole host of regulations up today, and part of that was caused because we did a freeze on regulations. So now they have to all go through the commission, and so there's going to be quite a bit to hear today. And what scares me is that it's happening at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And a lot of these regulations, if they want to be in effect for the upcoming election, have to be passed by midnight, December 31st. That's a very short time frame. And if they're going to try to hear all these regulations, I'm told there's going to be 200 to 300 people potentially at this meeting today. And when I look at the ones the Secretary of State have done, the provisional voting for the inactive voters, or basically getting rid of the provisional ballot, that bothers me. The way we have it set up right now in the state of Nevada, if you don't vote in 4 elections, you know, 2 generals, 2 primaries, you're put into a provisional status of inactive, and if you show up, you can vote, but your ballot goes in a separate area, and they verify that you're actually the person that you're supposed to be, which I think is proper to ensure the integrity of the election. To just take that ballot and put it in with the rest without looking at it scares me, that somebody could try to do something unconscionable. And if you look at the sad reality of what happened in Clark County a couple years ago with Acorn registering the entire Dallas Cowboys starting lineup.
Don't forget Mickey Mouse.
And Mickey Mouse and many other individuals. Now, they say they caught him and they weren't right. Registered. But it's obvious some people are doing some bad things. Now, the other one that he has dealing with the military voters, we passed through the legislature, we all agreed unanimously, the Military Voting Rights Act, which is a federal deal. And what it's indicating is, let's say you're in Afghanistan, Kuwait, wherever, and it's really hard for the clerk to mail you a ballot and get it there in 45 days. Sometimes it doesn't work that well. And the ability to then get that ballot mailed back in time. So we allowed, through the federal government, a secure electronic signature so they could do it by computer. Now, all of a sudden, this regulation says, no, it's only allowed if you weren't mailed the ballot according to the clerk's 45-day rule. Well, if it takes 40 days to get there, it's not very fair. It's not going to be able to get back in 5. And so that bothers me. I thought we should have left it the way it was, and we discussed during the legislature, which was a concept of, if you're in the military, you have the ability to do it electronically.
Now, this is going to be, if this is passed by this subcommittee, are these regs immediately law?
I believe it takes a day or two, but they will be in effect for the next year. In other words, as soon as they hit the gavel, it's not automatic. I think there's a period of a day or two before they become into effect. But, yeah, basically they'll be in effect for the next electional cycle. They'll be in effect January 31st or January 1st.
All right. We're going to break. We are going to be right back with Senator James Settlemyer, Nevada Newsmakers.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Are you tired of check cashing fees, bounce checks, and overdraft fees driving you crazy? Introducing the AccountNow prepaid Visa card. AccountNow provides the perfect alternative to a checking account without the hassles and hidden overdraft or bounce check fees.
Before I found AccountNow, payday was a major hassle.
With AccountNow, I don't have to worry about overdraft fees.
With 100% approval and no credit check, call AccountNow today.
Call 1-800-794-3971.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
We are back on Nevada Newsmakers with Senator James Settlemyer.
Senator, if the Republicans take control of the Senate next session, what are some of the priorities that your caucus would like to see happen? I know you've talked about education reform and public employee reform, that sort of thing, but what specifically? What kind of education reform?
You know, I've always been a fan of the concept of vouchers. My daughter, prior to going into kindergarten, was at Trinity Lutheran Daycare Facility. They then had the ability to do kindergarten, so she stayed there, rather. And then now, at Minden Elementary School, she's now in first grade. The ability of those type of schools to have such a good head start and a jump to help my daughter out, it was phenomenal. And the reality is I probably would have stayed there if it weren't for the money. So if there would have been a voucher ability, I would have allowed my daughter to stay there to into first grade. And that helps create some competition and to help the school system out, per se, because you don't have all the kids there, because they're always saying that for every kid, they lose money almost. Okay, then you won't have as many kids. Or, you know, it was Senator Washington had a great concept where if we're getting $5,000 from the federal government, we'll let the parent have $2,000 to take their kid somewhere, but we get to keep the state, gets to keep the other three in the educational system. So it could be beneficial. I myself would love to see that initiative put forward. I can't speak on behalf of my entire caucus, so that's one of the reforms I'd like to see. And also the concept of making sure that good teachers are paid more, and certain teachers are probably encouraged to find a new line of work.
And so because the educational system in the state has been at the top of every list of why we can't get some businesses to locate, other than the voucher system, what kind of reforms do you think? Do you think you could support more money to education if there were other reforms?
There has to be some checks and balances, but I'd obviously support more money if we could get some checks and balances. You know, most of my constituents always said, we have no money with more money going to education, but we want to see results, or see it tied to results. And if they're not accomplished, then no more money. So I think we need to look at our higher education system, too, and make sure that there is a tie between the businesses, the degrees they're putting forward, and the businesses in those degrees, and that they correspond with what those businesses are desirous of. I know in the past I've talked to corporations such as GE, and they've had a little bit of a problem at first. They've solved that problem. UNR has finally worked on it and is now working with GE, but some of the graduates they were sending them weren't what they were looking for. And we're not talking radical changes, it's just some fundamental changes.
All right, speaking of money and speaking of education, because that seems to be where the debate is always centered around, is how do you pay for it? How do you pay for more teachers? One of the things that was just announced today, it's actually in the Las Vegas Sun, that a coalition, teachers union, gamers, unions, Danny Thompson, are going to move forward with an initiative petition to implement a margins tax similar to Texas in the state of Nevada. That bill was heard during the last legislative session. What do you think the chances are of getting a margins tax passed on a ballot?
Well, you know, that's always up to the people of the state of Nevada, because it is going to their vote. Now, myself, I look at it, and I don't think it's a proper thing to do. It would very much penalize individuals that are businesses, and at this point in time, we need more jobs more than anything in the state of Nevada. And to do anything that decreases the ability to have more jobs is a problem. We need to be encouraging people to expand out and to do things. One of the regulations that's up today are Ross Miller's at 3 o'clock today is actually one dealing with a failed bill, Assembly Bill 78, talking about home-based businesses. And he's seeking to make sure that home-based businesses that have more restrictions on them and they're required to have licenses. Now, if you're just selling Mary Kay or Amway or something of that nature out of your house, I really don't think you need a full-fledged business license. But the way these regs read, or a Tupperware party, if you have your home open to the public, so if you bring people over to sell Tupperware or whatever, and there's other things people sell in their homes, all of a sudden, you have to have all these licenses. Now, these people aren't usually making, you know, a large amount of money. They're just making enough to get by. And I applaud them for doing that. You know, I try to do everything on the side I can, whether it's moving snow or whatever, just to help make a little bit extra money for my family.
To move back to the margins tax for just a moment, if, you know, there's all kinds of controversy about governing by initiative petition, and I think most folks do not support that process because it, you look at California and what's happened with everything that they've passed there. Yet the other side would say when the legislature doesn't act and doesn't act and doesn't act, the people have a right to try to take matters in their own hand and take it to the citizens. If they are successful in getting the initiative petition passed, what do you think that does to the complexion of the next session?
If that passes, I think it'll make it much more difficult, because to me what will happen is businesses that are thinking of moving here or that are here are not going to be. And that will leave us in a worse economic hole than we're in.
Don't you think that, on the other side, if they think education may be better funded and reforms in education, that that really is more attractive to, we're already one of the lowest tax states and businesses aren't clamoring to come to Nevada, and they cite our education system. So it's the chicken and egg.
I understand your discussion, but we're maybe one of the lower tax states, but many of the businesses do not like our form of the modified business tax. We actually tax you based on how many employees you have. They'd like to see a different taxation system. They don't necessarily mind paying the money. They don't like the way the system is set up in the state of Nevada. So it's not enough to just be low tax. You also have to look at the type of taxes that you're implementing on the businesses to see if they're fair. And as I said earlier, we need to do stuff to get more jobs.
All right, and I'm sorry, Marlene, that is where we are going to have to end it. We will be right back with our Power Pundit panel on Nevada Newsmakers.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What? I'm gonna be late. I can't be late.
Grandma, you gotta help me out. My window's broken.
I'll be right there. No one's faster than us. We're all set. Done in no time at all.
Wow, you guys are good.
We guarantee the lowest prices in town, only at Glassboro.
Attention homeowners, this is a special announcement. President Barack Obama's new foreclosure relief program calls for companies to help as many as 4 million struggling borrowers by modifying loans so housing payments are not more than 31% of their monthly gross income. This program will also help homeowners who haven't missed a payment by allowing them to refinance into lower cost loans, even if they have little or no equity. This is expected to help up to 5 million homeowners. This $75 billion loan modification plan will provide incentives to borrowers, servicers, and mortgage investors. The government will also subsidize interest rate reductions to get borrowers into affordable monthly payments. So call the number on your screen now for more information on the many benefits available through loan modification.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers, and here we are with our Power Pundit panel. We have Dr. Fred Locken with TMCC, Chris Wicker, spokesman for the Washoe County Democrats, and Michael Hackett with All Risk Consulting, and of course, Marlene Lockhart. Now let's pick up where we left off our conversation with Senator Settlemyer talking about the Texas margins tax coming to the state of Nevada. It looks like gaming, unions, the teachers have formed a coalition to say we're going to pass a broad-based business tax in the state of Nevada. What do you think that does to economic development and Nevada's ability to attract new business here?
Well, I liked your question, too, because I think, in essence, there's this tendency by the Republicans to want to always throw up an alarm to any notion of a tax, but this is clearly a bipartisan.
Now, Senator Settlemyer said he was willing to look at, broadening
some accountability,
the tax structure and
but,
some different
you know,
things.
That's, every penny of tax I seems to cost a job in this logic. And I really think this is the sort of thing that's needed in Nevada. It provides a stream of money that we desperately need for education. And in essence, it shows a partnership with the private sector as well as the public sector. Everything about this is good. I'm very encouraged by it. I think this is the type of leadership we need for the coming session.
I think I would tend to agree with what Fred said. I would think that, from what I understood, most businesses considering relocating to Nevada, that the tax structure was not at the top of their list as far as considerations as to why they would move here, that very often education and quality of life were at the top of the list. And so we've tried and we've talked about having comprehensive tax reform for years, and it just hasn't been able to happen in the legislature. Enacting those things by initiative are one of the worst possible ways to do it. But if you can't do it, if it can't get done, then this is the alternative open to people to take it on. And I just wish it didn't have to be by initiative.
I would agree with what both these gentlemen said, too. And I am assuming that this is an initiative to change statute and not to put this into the Constitution.
I don't think we know that yet. Actually, it's a very good story by our friend David McGrath Schwartz in Las Vegas, Sun.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mention whether this is going to be set in stone in the Constitution or whether it will be statutory.
Okay, because to me, that is a very key difference. I firmly don't believe that matters of commerce, so to speak, belong in the Constitution. I think if you want to affect the change through statute, then I think that certainly is a recourse that you have available to you. But I do agree with what Fred and Chris just said, that it kind of speaks to the overall philosophical divide here of when do you get to that tipping point when the tax base, the tax rate, doesn't really matter that much. It's really the quality of life issues that are hurting economic development.
Now, Marlene, in 2003, we've heard this hue and cry forever in the state of Nevada. 2003, they said, we need a broad-based business tax. Businesses did come forward, and Senator Settlemyer actually mentioned the tax that was passed, and they implemented a modified business tax, and that was supposed to go to improve education and to do all the things to improve Nevada's quality of life. But it looks like with that additional money, test scores have gone down. Are we just filling a hole here, or can money really fix some of the fundamental issues we have in our educational system?
I think that it can, but I do think that people also want reform, and it's going to take some money to implement some of the reform needed in education. You can't just make a sweeping change without funding that change as well. And so I think that it is time for education reform, and I do think that education at all levels needs more money. And but it's not just education. Nationally, we've been getting a black eye, Las Vegas and Reno and the perception of Nevada is just, we've got to do something about that as a state, because they can be on all the late night comedy shows, but behind that, people think, I'm not going to move my family to Nevada. I'm not going to relocate and a CEO when there's that kind of, I think we've got to We just had the report that Governor Sandoval commissioned, and they all say the same thing. This next session, I think we've got to really get it together and do something.
Well, and the reform needs to not be political. It needs to be a bipartisan. If there was ever a state that needed a number of blue ribbon panels, it's this state.
Because well, come on, every time they do a blue ribbon panel, you know, the studies, they get put on a shelf and they collect dust for 20 years, and every once in a while they pick them up. I mean, isn't this the job of the legislature? Don't we elect these people to make these difficult decisions?
Times have changed. If we were talking 50 years ago, yes. But now we basically have bought and paid for politicians pushing particular agendas from people who aren't even sitting in that room. And what we need to do is to get that away from that political sausage-making process and actually have a broader view, not only on education reform, but on our tax structure reform, on the priorities of what this state should be in the 21st century. We are woefully out of sync, and it's going to hurt us if we don't get this fixed.
You made a good point. I think you have to be careful that you're not just putting money in a hole. You've got to really look at how you're spending the money. And one of the biggest problems, I think, with education reform is maybe not education at all, but society and how kids either come to school to be prepared and how what kind of support they get at home. And that's something that teachers, some really, really good teachers, seem to be able to change that. But how many of those exceptional teachers, you know, can you get?
Well, I think Senator Sotomayor really answered the question perfectly, that he is not opposed to increased spending for education, but there has to be accountability and responsibility going on. The checks and balances need to be in place to make sure that that money is being spent in the manner in which it was intended.
Well, and you know what? It's really easy when you're talking about we're going to pass a law and make government do this, but when you're talking about broad societal reforms, you really can't pass a law making people be better parents or involved with their kids' education. And I'm sorry, I got the last word. Okay. And that's where we're going to have to leave it. We will be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
With all the uncertainty around health care, if you don't have health insurance through your work, now is a good time to find an individual plan that makes sense for your needs and budget from a name you can trust, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For example, Kristen just started her own business.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network. And when I needed surgery later, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
Or take George, who retired early and chose a plan that covers prescriptions.
I had a little health scare recently. My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription. And now, I'm back in the game.
With Caitlin's busy life, she needed coverage she could count on with preventive care.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
If you're looking for individual health coverage that makes sense, join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, contact your local agent. Call 1-866-771-0119 or visit us online at anthemforme.com.
Now, with all the turmoil in the world today, you will find comfort and strength in these all-time favorites. Christie's new number one Christmas special. Every song you've always wanted.
That Christmas is the man from Galilee.
They have never sounded so beautiful.
Silent night.
Her voice has captured the world.
Holy night. I believe in angels. I have a dream.
Call now for this new Christmas special. You get three beautiful gifts. Christmas classics, new songs of faith, I Believe in Angels. A total of 53 great songs on three CDs for only $14.99 plus shipping.
Call 800-505-4816.
Three beautiful gifts for someone you love.
Hey, thank you for watching, and I want to wish everybody a safe, happy, and hopefully profitable 2012. Marlene, who do we have coming up in the next year?
A very interesting guest. We're going to learn about a new organization with Mr. Frank Partlow.
Coming up next year on Nevada Newsmakers. You have a nice day.